where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
The Village of Point Edward is hoping a grant application will be approved by the province. Council recently endorsed an application of approximately $25 million to Ontario's Housing Enabling Water Systems Fund. If successful, the funding would allow for improvements to the village's sewage collection and treatment facilities so that proper infrastructure is in place to meet the needs of future developments. CAO Jim Burns says part of the application includes an environmental assessment and design work for the eventual expansion in capacity at the sewage pumping station.
The work has to be completed by the end of the 26-27 fiscal year, so March 31st of 2027. And that's one of the reasons we're not including any actual expansion work at the plant, no physical construction work at the plant.
If successful, the grant would cover other projects, including improvements to the current sewage pumping station on Venetian Boulevard and replacement of the existing main between the pumping station and treatment plant. Recent heavy rainfall has prompted an advisory from Lambton Public Health. Homeowners with private wells on their property are reminded to test the water supply to make sure it's safe to drink. Lambton Public Health says recent high water levels, flood conditions, and saturated grounds could allow harmful bacteria to enter the drinking water. If you haven't routinely tested your well, you're encouraged to use bottled water for daily use, including drinking, cooking, and brushing teeth. Free bacteria testing and water sampling kits are available at Lambton Public Health and CWE Hospital in Petrolia. The Lambton Kent District School Board is ready to move on to the second phase of roof work at Brook Central Public School in Alvinston. Associate Director and Treasurer Brian McKay says they are accepting bids for the project now.
We've completed the structural reinforcing that was done last year, and now phase two, where the tender is out right now, closes in May, and that is for the actual roof replacement at Brook, and that will be done over the summer.
Sections of the school built in 1960 and 1967 and an area built in 2007 that housed the daycare and gymnasium were closed in November 2022 after structural concerns were raised. The ceiling was demolished early last year. Structural repairs started in March 2023 and students returned to the building in September. A young driver from Park Hill is without a vehicle following a traffic stop yesterday. Lambton OPP spotted a vehicle allegedly traveling over 80 kilometers an hour in a 50 zone along Townsend Line in Arcona. The 18-year-old was charged with speeding and operating an unsafe vehicle because of a smashed windshield. The vehicle was towed from scene. And the province has announced the speed will increase on 10 more sections of 400 series highways. It'll go up from 100 kilometers an hour to 110 kilometers an hour on the 401 in the Tilbury area and on the 403 from Woodstock to Brantford. Skies clearing this afternoon, cool north wind gusting to 60, high of plus 5. Clear tonight, a low of minus 2 with an overnight wind chill minus 7. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.